Nolte, Cuomo threatens to sue U.S. taxpayers if we don't pay for his incompetence. By John Nolte on January 20, 2021. Governor Andrew Grammaslayer Cuomo, DNY, is threatening to sue American taxpayers if we don't pay for his well-documented ineptitude. From the far-left Politico. Andrew Cuomo had one overriding message Tuesday as he delivered his annual budget address from New York State Capitol. If Washington doesn't send New York $15 billion as part of a pandemic relief package, he'll have no choice but to slash public payrolls, cut services, and raise taxes on the rich. Cuomo argued that the state is uniquely entitled to those funds because the pandemic hit New York so hard last spring and was comparatively defenseless thanks to federal government bungling. Oh noes. Cuomo is threatening to slash public payrolls. Fewer bureaucrats. He's threatening to cut New York services and raise taxes on New York's rich. Oh noes. And I should care about this, why? Wait. It gets worse. He went one step further and threatened to pursue litigation if the federal government did not acquiesce to his ask. Though officials, when asked, did not immediately say whom the state might sue or what legal arguments New York could employ. No. 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 That is all wrong. Governor Grammaslayer is not threatening to sue the federal government. The federal government will not pay for this. The federal government has no money. We will pay for this. You and I, this is our money. So Cuomo is threatening to sue all of us to cover up for his own malfeasance and incompetence. Why should Texans and Floridians have to pay for New York, when it was New Yorkers who put this unqualified clown in office? New Yorkers need to feel the repercussions of their terrible, awful, stupid voting habits. The truth is that there is nothing happening to New York that Cuomo and his Marxist mini-me New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio did not make much worse than it had to be. It was Cuomo who poured plague into the most vulnerable populations, New York's nursing homes, and it was both Cuomo and de Blasio who destroyed their own tax base by shutting everything down, which Florida is proving is the exact opposite of what should have been done. Oh, and Cuomo and de Blasio didn't temporarily kill their tax base. Scores of businesses will never reopen, and a whole bunch are fleeing to free states like Texas and Florida. And why wouldn't they flee when they know if they remain, three things are certain. 1. New York is run by anti-science maniacs who will shut them down and bankrupt them over a virus with a survival rate, per the CDC, of 99.6%. 2. Left-wing terrorists like Black Lives Matter and Antifa will always be allowed to burn down their neighborhoods. And 3. They will always be overtaxed and overregulated by a fascist state. But now that his fraudulency Joe Biden is about to become president, the inept and incompetent governor, the worst governor in America, will likely be handed his $15 billion fig leaf, and all at our expense. Don't you just love sending your tax dollars to New York to save New York's wealthy from a tax increase? Hashtag resist. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.